Das kann so sein, dass ich mache das Schlagen, wenn ich mir sage, warum darf Kuftes sein? Mischa said, to hirn avo loyte meyen. Fact tomorrow. The Brisa said that even before the Mishkan was built, only kosher animals could be brought as karbanis. Now, before the Torah, there was no such thing as kosher and non-kosher animals. What are we referring to? And the Gemara, Shmuel Barachamayin and Rabbi Yonason said, it means the only animals that were destined to be kosher were allowed to be offered as karbanis. How did you know which animals were destined to be kosher? Marzak Zakrav Chista said, regarding how Noach knew which animals are kosher, which he had to take seven pairs of into the Teva versus the two pairs, versus the two. He said that Noach took all the animals and had them walk by the Teva. The animals that the Teva took seven pairs of were the ones that were kosher. Rabo said the ones that were kosher came to the Teva in pairs of seven all on their own. In fact, the Brisa said that all karbanas brought before the Mishkan were built were oilus. The Gemara asked the pasuk regarding the Yidna Hasina says, Vayizbchu zvachim shalomim lashem parim. You see, shalom were offered as well. And for the Gemara, the Brisa should be understood that saying that oilus were offered on behalf of everybody, meaning not that only oilus could be brought. I mean, offered on behalf of Yidden and Goyim. Shalomim were only offered on behalf of some, but not all, meaning only for Yidden. Only Yidden could bring shalomim, not Goyim. The Brisa follows the view that a Bnei Noach may not offer a shlom. This is a subject of machlokes between Rabbi Lozan and Rabbi Yosef Hanina. The view that says Bnei Noach may bring a shlomim learns this from the pasuk regarding Hevel, which says that he offered the fats of his animals. What type of animal has its fat offered, but not its meat? It's a shlomim. The other view is based on the drasha of the pasuk that says Uri Tzafoin Uboi Seimon, which teaches that Uri Tzafoin refers to the goyim who may only bring karbanis, which can be brought in the north, which refers to an oila. The other view, the second view, understands that the fats of Hevel's animals refer to the choicest of his animals, not the actual fats. The first view dashes the pasuk of Uri Tzayfon to refer to the gathering of the Yidden from Galus. For Eknumar, the pasuk says that Moshe told Paro he has to give the Yidden animals for Zvachim Oilois, and Zvachim refers to Shlomim. If the more the Zvachim refers to animals shechted for eating, Oilois refers to Kabanas to be offered to Hashem. For Eknumar, the pasuk says that Yisrael offered Oila uZvachim. Where it says that was the Eftamat and Torah, and therefore the Yidden were no longer considered to be Bnei Noach. Fekmar, what are you going to answer according to the view that the story of Yisrael happened before Mount Torah? Where it said that view will hold that Bnei Noach may offer Shlomim. The exact time that Yisrael came to the Yidden is actually Machalik to Mount Hanoim and Abraiser. Beshua says he came after hearing about the war with Amalek, Mechamas Amalek. Rabbi Lazar Amadoi says he came after hearing about Mount Torah. Rabbi Yezza says he came after hearing about Kriyas Yamsuf. Sokmar, back to the Abraiser, says Goyim may offer karbanos on a bama even today. The Brisa explains this is based on the fact that the pasuk that makes it also to bring a carbon anywhere other than the Migdash says Dabrel b'nei Yisrael, which teaches only Yidden who are commanded regarding this. Rabbi Yaakov Baruch on the name of Rasi said it's also for Yidden to help them do this or to be a shliach to do so. Rabbi said it's mutter to teach them the proper way to do it, as we see that Rava told Rav Safra and Rav Acha Bar Huna to instruct Goyim how to properly bring a carbon for Ifra Hormuz, the mother of Shor Malka, upon her request. Frek Gemara. In his instruction, Rava told him to make sure the carbon was brought using new wood. Abai said to Rava, you must have said this according to the view of Rav Lazar ben Shammua and Abraisa, who says that the wood used on the Mizbeach must be new wood. However, we find Rav Lazar Shammua says in Abraisa that David offered kabbanis on the place of the future base of Migdash and used wood of Mayrigim and cattle equipment. We see that there's no requirement to use new wood on Bama. Rava can answer that these items had never been used and therefore they're considered to be new wood. Ula and Abai explained what is Mayrigim mean? It's a type of tool used for threshing. Mishnah then said, Kachim Kalim Necholim Bechol Machane Yisrael. Rav Huna said, the Mishnah means that Kachim Kalim can be eaten in any place of a Yid. The Gemara understands this to mean that in the Midbar, there was no area that had the status of Machane Yisrael. Rav Nachman asked Rav Huna, Braisa says that just like there was set Machanas in the Midbar, there are corresponding Machanas in Yisraelayim. If not, rather, Rav Huna meant that Kachim Kalim may be eaten anywhere in the Machane Yisrael, even if because of traveling, that machane was in a different place than it had been when the carbon was shechted. We would have thought that the fact that the Mishkan was taken down makes the karbanos being considered as if they have now left the machane and become puzzle. Why don't we say that the taket is azoi, that it becomes puzzle? The pasuk says, v'nasa oil moyed, which teaches that even as the oil moyed was traveling, it had the status of the oil moyed, which therefore means that the machane has kept their status as well.